Okay, we're here at Wythenshawe Police Station. My name's Luke Breakspear. I'm one of the neighbourhood sergeants based down here at Wythenshawe. I've been working here for about 3 years now. I'm with a young lady called Kirsty Ashton, who thankfully has volunteered as a community reporter. I don't know if you are aware, but we sent out a message over social media offering members of the community to come and work with us to see actually what we do on a day-to-day basis with the neighbourhood teams. So thanks for coming down, Kirsty. What got you interest in becoming a community reporter?
Hey Luke, well basically I was on Twitter and I came across the GMP Wythenshawe call out looking for community reporters. So I thought I'd apply and it was relatively easy. And then I got a phone call and an email off yourself and it went from there.
On the evening you worked with PC Debbie Wright, one of the beat officers for Northenden. So I guess the next question is, how did that evening go for you?
Well, I met Debbie and basically we went round the police station here at Wythenshawe, so I got to meet some other police officers and I got to see basically what would we be doing that night and how it became planned. So then we got into the police car and we took a trip down to Northenden, where we seen Debbie's local patch, where she deals with ASBs.
So in terms of antisocial behaviour, it's quite a big issue for most people really, with youth hanging out on the streets. How do you think the officer dealt with the people on the streets at the time?
I thought the officers were very professional in the way in which they spoke to the youths, trying to have a civil conversation with them, you know, making them aware, you know, what they are doing and, you know, how it's affecting people in the area. After we've dealt with that situation, we went on to someone else's house, in which then we ended up doing an interview. So it was great to see when we came back to Wythenshawe Police Station on how an interview takes place. Because you see it all the time on TV, but to actually be in the room, it's completely different and the atmosphere is different and you get to appreciate it that bit more.
So having been a community reporter, has it changed your perception of the police?
It's made me appreciate the police a lot more because obviously until this was advertised on Twitter, I didn't actually realise as a community member that I could actually come around with the police and join in on these kind of things to see what's going on in my local area. Because even though Wythenshawe is quite a big place, I won't know what's going on in Bagley or Northenden because I'm based in the Peel Hall area, and it's good to see how the police interact with different areas and it's good to see how other areas work and operate and how different they are.
So if anyone else was considering being a community reporter, what advice would you give them?
Well, if anyone out there wants to be a community reporter, I'd basically advise you to get in contact with your local police station, talk about your skills in which you can offer to the police and what you aim to get out of this. It's a great opportunity. Not only do you get to build up a bond with your local policing in your area, but you get to see what's going on in the wider area, and it might just open your eyes up, you know, to other things that are going out there. People have issues in their own life, but there's more things going out there, and it makes you appreciate your life and your area that bit better.